Opinion polls, as we know, are a mainstay in U.S. political campaigns. Well, now American officials are trying to bring that practice to Afghanistan as the country prepares to elect a new president in April. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has commissioned three rounds of polling in the lead-up to Afghanistan's election. The hope is that the polling data will help inform voters and candidates and also reduce the potential for election fraud. NPR's Sean Carberry reports from Kabul.
While cell phones have proliferated since the fall of the Taliban, coverage isn't quite universal enough for effective telephone polling in Afghanistan. So that means conducting interviews face-to-face, says Alicia Boyd, vice president of Gleevum Associates, one of three U.S. firms conducting election polling in Afghanistan.
You need to have a field team that is able to travel and is as similar to the people that you're interviewing as possible.
Which means hiring a qualified Afghan organization with experience conducting surveys. Boyd says it's essential to build a rapport with the interviewee in a country where people tend to be suspicious of strangers who show up asking sensitive questions. And those questions need to be carefully worded.
You have to use language that they can understand, especially considering that the education level is quite low.
40% of those surveyed in the Gleevum poll never went to school, and only 4% graduated from college. Dr. Pamela Hunter is Gleevum's research director. She says questions used routinely in the West with optional responses such as more likely or less likely are too complex for Afghan voters.
So we tend to lean more towards yes and no questions, or it doesn't matter. You know, always giving them an out.
By giving them an out, she means making it acceptable for people to give a negative answer. Chona Chavez with the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit, a Kabul think tank, says that Afghans often give answers that they think the surveyor wants to hear.
You have that like common sentiment that is being expressed, and then the survey says contrary to that common sentiment.
For example, in the Gleevum poll, 77% said they were at least somewhat confident that the elections will be fair and transparent. Yet most Afghans say past elections were marred by massive fraud. The pollsters and their U.S. sponsor recognize that some of the results will not be accurate, but the embassy in particular believes it's essential to establish baselines and make polling part of the political process here. The two frontrunners in the polls released in recent weeks are Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, a former finance minister, and Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, the leading opposition figure. Both ran in the 2009 presidential election. Right now, they have double-digit leads over the rest of the field. Analysts say that could be just a factor of name recognition at this early stage of the campaign. But Syed Tahar, a 46-year-old fruit seller from Wardak province, says he doesn't know any of the candidates. We heard similar comments from a number of Afghans who live outside Kabul.
An 18-year-old
Esanullah, who gave only one name, says he's opposed to the whole idea of polling in Afghanistan. The polling on TV humiliates some candidates. It shouldn't happen, he says. Some officials have also expressed skepticism about the surveys, including presidential candidate Daoud Soltanzoy, who's polling around 1% right now.
It's totally misleading and it's totally designed for other purposes.
The U.S. Embassy says it expects to hear accusations that the polling is part of a plot to influence the outcome of the election. But American diplomats say it's worth the risk to have data that can help reduce fraud. Christine Roars with the Afghanistan Analyst Network in Kabul says even if the polling is sound, there's still the potential for a huge disparity between the polling data and the election results.
A person's personal opinion and his vote are two different things. The decision to vote is subject to a lot of different calculations, and many have to do with the sheer survival.
Such as tribal or ethnic affiliations and whether a candidate is more likely to provide benefits to his supporters. Two more rounds of polling are planned between now and the April 5th election. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.